You're listening to the Psycho Lesbian Podcast. Insane. Crazy.
Psycho. Psycho. Psycho.
Our first Psycho Lesbian experience comes from Anonymous, and we are going to call our first Psycho Lesbian Gum Girl.
So I was at a quality forum this year, and we were at Sisters, and I started making out with this girl.
Oh my god, that was
crazy. No, it wasn't.
Nobody we know.
Yeah, nobody we know. And ended up having sex with her in the men's bathroom.
Wow.
And
you're a hoe.
Yes, I am a hoe. And I am a hoe. We went downstairs so that she could have a cigarette, and I start, my jeans are sticking to my leg. I couldn't figure out why, and I'm like, I know my shit's not that sticky. And I quickly figured out her gum was in my jeans.
What was that?
Her gum was in my jeans.
Ew.
Oh!
She is now
that's
known.
How it got there.
Yes.
She is now known as Gum Girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
What flavor?
I think minty.
Psycho, psycho, psycho.
Our second psycho lesbian experience comes from me, Dawn. And we are going to call this psycho lesbian Dirty Girl. Dirty, dirty girl.
All right, so this chick, I had known her for a very long time, and we were like buds. And she actually dated my first girlfriend. But anyway, she was like, I have a crush on you. You should come move to BC. And I was like, okay, you're cool. She was going to get her doctorate and whatnot. So I was like, that's kind of cool. You're smart and whatnot. She had one name. She didn't have a last name. I should have known there.
Sure.
Yeah, just one name. I won't say it out loud. But and so I moved down. Everything's hunky-dory for like a millisecond, and then I start noticing that she doesn't use tampons, and she doesn't use pads, she uses rags.
Oh!
Yeah, and she also cleans them out in the bathtub.
Ew.
That we live in the apartment.
They're
disgusting.
Like this girl.
Right. In a bed ever. So I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Wow.
So whatever, we do it in the kitchen, on the floor, disgusting because it's a disgusting place. And she freaks out every single time, flips the fuck out. So I called my friend, who was also my ex-girlfriend, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? She's like, you just need to ride it out, it's going to be okay. I was like, is this going to happen every single time we like hook up? She's like, yes. I was like, all right, I can't do this. So I told her, nay, I can't be with you all like that. So I started hanging out with this other girl, and she was there.
Come to the game and find out.
Oh.
So I start hanging out with this other girl while she was there. We went to the bar and stuff, and she just flipped the fuck out. Like, she just was not nice about it, and I had to move out. And the best part of it was, when I was moving out, I got this big U-Haul to move to Philly, and my friend John was helping me move, and what do we call her, Rags? What's their name? Rags was like, you
we
know, all...
said her name. Yeah,
I did I? Oops,
yeah.
My dad.
I missed that.
So she was all downtrodden and whatnot, and she's like helping us move stuff out, and she's got real baggy britches on. And she bends over, and the skivvies that she had on, John turned and looked and was like, what the fuck is that? It was like granny panties, and they were supposed to be white, but they were not. They were like beige, whitish, nastyish.
Oh, she had sex with that.
Oh!
Yeah.
It didn't run.
I know.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
You were a desperate girl.
Yeah. No, she was smart and she was pretty and all that kind of stuff. She was just fucking crazy.
Psycho, psycho, psycho.
Our third psycho lesbian experience comes from Jen. And we are going to call this psycho lesbian I'm a pad maker.
And, like, they're totally fucking hippie weirdos or whatever. And it was like a friend of a friend, like, this girl was singing on stage with some weird little hippie thing. It was a girlfriend who didn't know anybody, so I'm sitting there chatting with her. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, what do you do? And she's like, I make pads. And I was like, with, like, writing tablets? Like, thinking some, like, cute little, like, make-your-own thing with, like, flowers in there. And she's like, no, like, maxi pads, but all natural. And I also make cups, too. Wash them out, and I was like...
Out of the same stuff?
Cups that you drink in?
No, like a cup that goes in your vagina. And it holds the stuff that comes out of your vagina. And then you dump it out, and then you put it back in.
I don't get how it doesn't, like, stick to her.
Yeah.
Wait, for, like, when you have your period.
They're, like, about that big.
Kind of like bendy. Yeah. Up there and like, I don't understand.
And it's got like a little nipple on it, so you just squeeze it and pull it out.
I don't need the nipples in the vagina.
Psycho, psycho, psycho.
Our final lesbian experience is brought to you by Adrian, and this one takes the cake. It is absolutely psycho. Full of I got your name tattooed in my thisy what's it and rings and coming to work when you're not even dating her. We are gonna call this psycho lesbian. I love ya, but I don't even know ya.
Alright, I was at a bar for my friend's birthday, and of course they knew this girl that hung out with him. So weird. And then she came over and hung out, and I was like, oh yeah, she's cool, blah, 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 whatever. So she took this as we were dating, because it ended up being a pretty good conversation, right. You know? Well, there's a car. Somehow, she managed to find out where I worked. I got to work the next day, and there were a vase of roses and a little card that said, you want to go out tonight? And I was like, oh shit. I didn't know the girl's name, by the way. And then my friend called me up, and they're like, yeah, this girl wants to know your name, and she asked me where you worked, and I told her. I'm like, okay, so, like, later that day, she presented me with a ring that she stole from Walmart.
Shut up.
And then she, the next day, she's like, hey, will you be my girlfriend? I'm like, actually, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I don't think I could see you anymore.
Wow.
She's like, oh, that kind of sucks, because I got your name tattooed on my body.
Shut up.
She had a tattoo right around this boob, just like water, like around the nipple. And then on the other one, it said it was the sun, and then my name was in the sun of the nipple.
Did you guys like screw around or anything?
No.
No.
But she ended up dating this girl, and then they had a kid together, so they had to name the kid Adrian to cover up the tattoo.
Well, that's smart. When you get a kid, name him the name that is tattooed on your boobie.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Psycho, psycho, psycho.
What is your most prolific psycho lesbian experience? Either yourself or somebody else. I'm thinking. Randy, I'm going to have to cut that out. Bob, you have to give me a moment. You can't just come at me with a question like that. I got to analyze and check my files. You don't have many psycho lesbian experiences. That's why I have to analyze. That's because I'm cool. Because I'm your girlfriend. Okay. I have one. It's not a single experience. No names. But I have to say, I've never met such psychotic people as lesbians. For some reason, when you go out on a date and maybe you share a smooch, she's in love with you. It's a U-Haul experience.
It really is. Second date
is a U-Haul. Yes, they definitely want to move in. And that to me is, give me about a year and ask me a year from now and I will let you know if it's cool to move in. Otherwise, you keep your house and I keep my house. So I don't have to see you every single day because they go psycho. I didn't do that, did I? No, you didn't do that, but I was waiting for you to, I'm still waiting for you to do it and it's 2 years later. So, because lesbians are psycho. They're all in love. Love. I think it's all the, like, what is it, pheromones that chicks have? The pheromones make it like a U-Haul experience. Like all of a sudden, you're a unit.
Yeah,
you're
enough. Hang out all the time and everything, and like do everything together. But I mean, Jesus, You start getting sick of somebody.
Stop that when you're talking.
Why?
Because I can't put it on there.
Well, someone's gonna be talking.
Well, honey, I know I can't put it on there though.
But you're still talking into the thing.
I can cut it out, but if you're talking while that tapping is going on, I can't cut it out.
Okay, tappy tap tap with the crappity crap crap and what? Nothing.
So your psycho-lesbian experience is not a personal experience, it's
no.
Just a generalized experience that
well,
you have heard through the grapevines that all lesbians are U-Haul lesbians.
Yeah. Because, see, the thing is about me is why this is a big question for me is because I came out to the girl that I'm with right now and the girl that I'd like to marry, so I don't have any other lesbian experiences.
Well, maybe she's a psycho for dating a straight girl.
No, I do maybe have one psycho. A girl that I was with before wasn't a full-on relationship or nothing. She was talking to another girl while she was talking to me, and this girl decided she loved her, and she brought her flowers. And the one day she came home from work, and the girl was sitting on her front porch, on her front step with all these flowers, and wanting to quote unquote take things a little further. I think she wanted to move in with my friend, which was crazy.
Well, she wanted to move in because there's no such thing as lesbian marriage. Otherwise, she would have went down on bended knee and been like, I want to marry you.
No, this particular friend of mine had a way about her to make people do things for her and feel a certain way for her. So,
do you think that maybe lesbians do the U-Haul experience because they can't marry each other? And because maybe they feel like, I need to make some sort of commitment here?
No, I think it's because most of the people in their life has probably put them off as an outcast, so when you find another person that you really get along with, you want to embrace that, and you want to take that to the next step, and the next step, obviously, is to move in, but that's not necessarily the next step, see?
Well, what is the next step?
I don't know, I'd have to say, like, I don't know.
Hunching?
No, I don't know, but
does it go by, what is the next step? Is it kissing, and then light petting, and then or is it like days? Is it like I can spend one day with you and then I can spend 2 days with you?
Please
stop talking in the middle of me talking.
You're the one who wanted to do a
you need I told
I'm
you
and these eggs we're gonna
fucking forget it.
That was the U-Haul discussion that my partner and myself had about why lesbians are so apt to just becoming U-Haul relationships, moving in on the second date. I was going to take out the little pieces of that last recording, the tappity tap tap and the fucking forget it part, but that's where I laughed the hardest when I was listening to it. And when I brought the file over to the program that I'm using to edit this podcast, it somehow converted the voices to Mickey Mouse voices, and that made me laugh too. So I left that way as well, because it's just fucking funny to me. If you have a psycho-lesbian experience that you want to share with us, record that however you can record it and send it in either an MP3 file format or a WAV file to psycholesbianpodcast@gmail.com, and you might hear your psycho-lesbian experience on our podcast. And the following song is by a band or a duo called That's What She Said, and it's their song. They're a comedy band, and their song U-Haul, which is awesome. You should listen to them, buy their music, go see them in concert. I believe they're going to be at WhimFest in Ohio August 28th, 29th, and 30th, I believe. They're also sponsoring that women's festival. And you can find links for That's What She Said, yo, for the U-Haul song, and you can find that as well on the link on our podcast page, but that is on YouTube, I believe. That's it. This is That's What She Said, U-Haul.
Sisters and sisters, I pledge allegiance to the orange and white flag of the United Mates of U-Haul, and to all the lesbians on which it will land, one lady under me, indemuffable, with packing tape and bubble wrap for all. Check it. Three words, very powerful, one-way move. One, the direction we're going, it only gets closer from here. Wait, far, far away from the problems you had last year. Move, it's what we'll be doing till I gain too much weight. Oh, one-way move, it's how we do it, it's how we trap our bait. Word. Can't you smell the new keys? Me and my girl went on three dates, so I called up for the U-Haul rate. I'm coming today, there will be no escape, cause I use my 30 gauge packing tape. The keys are made, the stage is set, the bed is laid, I've cast my net. Coming together like we are one, your single days are good and done. This ain't no fling, we're set for life. Carve our names with my utility knife. The lease is signed, the boxes are stacked. Cohabitation is where it's at. Back it up. Just a few more yards. Don't be afraid to lower your tailgate. Beep, beep. Do you hear the sound? The familiar sound, the familiar sound. Beep, beep. Do you hear the sound? My truck is coming round.
I said, can you hear
the sound? The familiar sound, the familiar sound.
The familiar sound.
Do you hear the sound? My truck is coming round. Here I come, I hope she's not a bitch.
What?
You know I paid extra for this hitch. I'm gonna be the best lover, cause look at what I got underneath my dust cover.
Listen up, I'm gonna go nuts with biodegradable packing peanuts.
Some people like cigarettes, others like crack. I crave a lady with a packed bike rack.
The flavor of the week, her name is Holly, gonna snatch her up, yow.
With my dolly, it's gonna go smooth, there will be no tension, cause I'm using my gentle ride suspension.
What are your reservation fees, valued customer? Discount, please.
One, two, three, and to the four. Grab your partner, get up, out on the dance floor. Pick up your corrugated cardboard box. Hold it firm, get ready to rock. Come on, girl, don't be a tease. Put your hands on your box and bend from your knees.
Keep it out of your back.
Don't tear a hammy.
Keep it out of your back.
Stretch out that lumbar.
Keep it out of your back.
Real
keep
good,
it out of your back.
Make a list. Journals. Ooh. Throws, rainbow bright keychain, rings for toes, Polaroid camera, athletic socks, geisha wall hanging, pack a box, kitchen stuff, put it in the box,
dining room,
put it in the box,
living room,
put it in the box,
bedroom,
stuff that box,
sports equipment,
get a big box,
comfortable shoes,
get a bigger box,
flannel shirts,
get a second truck,
makeup.
To the H, to the A, to the U, to the L. U-Haul! U to the H, to the A, to the U, to the L. U-Haul!
Back it up. Just a few more yards. Don't be afraid if you bump into my ass.
Familiar sound,
beep, beep. It will even hold your afternoon delight.
The familiar sound,
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 the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the familiar sound, the famili
emotional baggage can you fit into a cardboard box?